Well, March Madness is underway. I think we've got a result already. Michigan State is advancing. Bucknell and Butler are battling it out. Wichita State and Pitt are battling. It's lots of games going on. I'm actually looking a little bit at it right now, Rachel. I mean, I'm focused on the news. I'm still doing my job. You know,
okay.
Don't tell the higher up, so to speak.
Okay.
It's okay for me to be doing this kind of live investigative research.
I think you're protesting a bit much, Andrew, but go ahead.
The reason it's okay is because we have Chris Morris joining us. Chris is an acclaimed writer and editor specializing in the video game and consumer electronics industry. He's also a veteran financial journalist with more than 22 years experience, the last 13 of which spent with some of the internet's biggest sites. Chris, welcome to America's Radio News.
Apparently, I'm also an enabler.
You are. You ought to be ashamed
of
yourself.
I don't know what you're talking about, and as far as my wife is concerned, I'm reading politics.
Okay.
So, March Madness, if you don't have access to a TV, Chris, you're apparently here to help us and help all of the employees around the nation find all kinds of alternate routes to the games.
Yeah, this is the worst time of the year for IT departments. March Madness, as you say, is underway. Productivity is plummeting. Some people just abandon all pretext and slip away to the local sports bar to watch the game. But let's just say your boss isn't quite that forgiving. The rest try to watch it online at work. That results in some terrific bandwidth strains, sometimes so much so that a company's internet services suffer, and that leads to those departments or the IT departments blocking those sites. So should that happen, do you actually have to get work done? Come on. I got a few apps. They're going to help you get into the pool, see how things are going. The first one is March Madness Live. That's an iPhone, Android app. That's the official app, and unlike last year, there's no fee attached. It's tied in with your cable TV account, and that app will let you watch games live on your phone or tablet. Doesn't cost anything for the app itself either. If you just need some score updates, The Score is an app that alerts you when a game begins, when it ends, and the halftime and final scores. What's unique about this one is it'll let you know when an upset is in progress. Also, you can sneak into an office then and with a TV and see what's going on. Finally, if you're really daring, and I don't know that I'd recommend this, but there is a VPN program that you can download called Hotspot Shield. That can be used on both your desktop computer and your mobile device, and it lets you bypass work firewalls and watch games as long as you'd like. The downside, of course, is if you're discovered to be circumventing your company's firewalls, that could turn into a really bad day for you.
Well, you might be in dubious legal territory there. I mean, if they block the site but haven't officially emailed a policy change that you're not allowed to watch, there might be a way around. And, Rachel, by the way, since Chris has already endorsed going down to the sports bar, I just want to let you know that you are responsible for the rest of this interview. I need to go for a few minutes.
This sounds like a bunch of justifications to me. I mean, it's just men trying to get away with stuff. If we couldn't slip away to go watch, you know, Fashion Week or something, I don't think. Not that women don't like basketball.
Go for it.
Oh, okay. Got it. I'll be sure to go shopping right now.
I will never be asked back.
Anyway.
Well, we also see Samsung is in the news right now because they've got some amazing new TV offers out. Is that right?
Yeah, back in January, the Consumer Electronics Show, the big push among television manufacturers was for 4K TV. Those are sets that have four times the visual resolution of today's high-definition sets.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive, right?
How much?
Well, that's the other shoe, and it dropped this week. Pricing on those is going to start on the S9, that's the flagship, at $40,000.
Oh,
come on.
What? I am not making that number up. Now, for that, you get an 85-inch screen. It'll upconvert programming for you from regular high definition. That's kind of essential, though, since as of right now, there's virtually no content that's available in 4K.
So why buy a TV like that?
Well, it's for people that are really on the bleeding edge. You think about it. All of these new television technologies have always been just outrageously expensive. The first plasma TV, when it came out, cost $15,000, and frankly, it was a terrible set. But 40K is sort of the new high. That's the new bar now.
Well, this is one of those cases where the people with the high disposable income, the so-called wealthy, super rich, whatever, the people that many want to overtax or tax more anyway, it's those people with their high disposable income that wind up rewarding certain super costly innovations because then they give them funds that go back into production. We get the cheaper end eventually, right? That's kind of how it works in tech.
Right. Right. Like any technology, it starts at a high price and it comes down as they get their manufacturing streamlined and they learn how to make these TVs at a lower cost. Also, there's not a need to have those at a low cost right now because of what I said about the lack of content. There's no one's going to go out and buy a $4,000 4K set right now because there's no incentive for them to do that. There's nothing that's on TV now that would look that much better on a 4K set.
Well, yeah, interesting stuff. It makes you wonder where we're headed with this technology. But it's out there, and people will obviously be ready to buy it. Well, thanks for joining us, Chris.
Absolutely.
Chris Morris, an acclaimed writer and editor specializing in the video game and consumer electronics industries. He's also a veteran financial journalist with 22 years' experience.